Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we had a chance to speak yesterday a little bit about Chris Kyle and the patriot that he was, and we just enjoyed that.
Wow, that was something, huh?
Yeah, that was something. I mean, America really lost a hero, and continuing to support. If you missed yesterday's program, you want to make sure to go to VFNTV.com and listen to the ex-Navy sniper who was murdered yesterday. It was tragic, over the weekend, rather. And he was helping. He was helping a war veteran that had post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
And, you know, we just continue to lift that family up. A lot of our soldiers that have went through so many traumatic experiences in the war, and that we want to support our troops and to say publicly, to affirm them that we appreciate them, and we want to encourage everyone that's listening, reach your arm out. If you know a veteran, if you come across a soldier, see what you can do to help them. It's a great way to say thanks. It's really
and speaking of that, you know, I want to be able to this Marine that finds God.
Yeah.
You know, make that available. Make that available to the VFN torch, because the answer is Jesus for everything. Because he can heal, he can deliver, he can set us free, and he understands even war. Because he says in Ecclesiastes that the Word of God says in Ecclesiastes that there's even a time for war. And so it's not a peculiar thing. It's a thing that a season came for war. And we're grateful for you to be able that you made that decision to defend us and defend others.
That's right.
And I was just thinking about this young girl who was shot in the face because she wanted to go to school, get an education.
Shh.
And she's in European hospitals right now. And I was just talking with some military, and this is what he said when we were watching this story together. And he says, well, it's great because this lets people know that we're not crazy. This is exactly what's going over there and what we've been fighting for.
You know,
and so that women, you know, can have, you know, it's just like, come on, this is
hello, freedom and education. Come on.
Yeah. And it's important to understand that war is just ugly. It's just terrible. And that, you know, we don't, who wants war? But the reality is, you know, seasons come and seasons go, and some seasons are in that area of war. And I've seen personally, you know, coming from law enforcement, you know, the same thing happens in law enforcement.
Yeah.
You go through these different things. I mean, every single night is another, or day, or whatever your shift you're working is another tragedy, more tragedy, 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 tragedy. That's what you do. And it never stops. And, officers quite often suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. And I really truly believe that ministers who are constantly going from hospital to family tragedy to, you know, burials to all these different things constantly, and then most report they're dealing with fights and arguments inside their fellowship. They don't have, I think 70% maybe it said that they don't have one friend to sit down and share their life with, and so they're caught in this constant state of stress. And if you look at the definition of it, then you know it. I think and the next level, I really believe a lot of parents. Who love their children are fighting day and night. Every day is a war for, maybe that's you, maybe you're listening right now. Every day is a war for you. It's a war. And it's like darkness has got a hold of your child or your children, and it's just pulling at them. And you could very well relate to a soldier in Afghanistan. You're thinking, how am I going to save these folks? They're held captive. And I don't know if they're on my side. They're on some other side, and you're battling, and you're trying, you're fighting for them, and you're praying for them, and you're trying to give God the counsel to them, but you live in this constant state of stress. I mean, you're putting on weight, you're taking medication, you're doing everything you can. You're literally about to just fall apart because you're living, if you look at the definition of post-traumatic stress disorder, that's what you've been doing. You've been in this constant state of war and fight, and you're invested in it because these are your children. And so we all need to be very mindful of this because, and it's nothing unique. I mean, if you look back, I mean, look at Paul's ministry, and he's, you know, stoned and shipwrecked and
that's right,
you know, falsely accused, imprisoned. I mean, it's something that happens in our life. But if we acknowledge it, and carry to God and say, God, you know, I'm stressed out about all this. I'm just stressed. I don't know what to do. I've done everything I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're still not making an impact in Afghanistan, maybe you might think, or in my family, or in your church that you're pastoring, your gathering that you're pastoring. That I think bringing that to the cross, say, Lord, you know that I need healing in this area.
Sure.
You know, times of refreshing. I mean, that's what the Lord really gave me this morning. I want to share with you guys in a little bit. Just times of refreshing come to us. And God said he will send those times to us. And you probably just need a time of refreshing.
Sure.
From the Lord. What happens? That's just like everything is just new again. Mm-hmm. Everything's just refreshed. And it's such a powerful, powerful thing. To have those times of refreshing from the Lord.
Right.
And what he says is in Acts, I believe chapter 4, he says, or 2, I don't have it in front of me at this moment, but he says that you, if you just repent like we're talking about,
yeah,
acknowledge sin in our lives and say, Lord, forgive me, and get in right relationship with God, he says times of refreshing will come. And it prevents the problem that all of a sudden your walk with the Lord turns into a whole bunch of do. It turns into
Acts 3:19.
And kind of looking at one, I'm actually talking to you at the same time. Not an easy thing for me to do.
Any
coordination.
That's why the answer is always the Lord. You know, that's why the answer, we can philosophize it and talk about it, but we need to ourselves and help others say, listen, we need to have a relationship with Jesus. He is the true healer.
Right, right. In times of refreshing, the Lord tells us that there are times of refreshing that come to us from him when we take a few simple steps. Steps of repentance, acknowledgement, that comfort comes from him. My prayer is that the Lord would pour out upon you these times of refreshing that break off the do and do, a little here, a little there, feelings that come over you as you remain faithful to the Lord. And to let you know that your faithfulness is not in vain and it will never be forgotten by God.
Wow. Yeah. That's good.
Let me say it again. This is my prayer for you, that times of refreshing would come over you. The Lord tells us that there are times of refreshing that come to us from him when we take a few simple steps, those steps of repentance, just turning to him. We want to let everything go for God. And my prayer is that the Lord would pour out upon you these times of refreshing that break off the do. Okay, it's time to do again. You know, something was so sweet to you. Your walking God was so sweet to you. Your abiding time with him was so sweet. But now it's just become a religious act, you know. You're just burnt out and you need refreshing. It's not what you're doing is wrong, but you need a refreshing to be able to appreciate it again.
Mm-hmm.
So it's become do. And this is what Isaiah 28:9-11 says. So your work, your desire, and your walk with God's become do, a little here, a little there. And I just pray those feelings would be broken off of you as you've remained faithful to the Lord. And for your faithfulness to understand it's not in vain. And you will, listen to this, God will never forget. It'll never be forgotten by God. It'll never be forgotten by God, your faithfulness to him. And this is out of Hebrews 6:10, 1 Corinthians 15:58, Acts 3:19, and Isaiah 28:9-11. Listen, this is a word for you today. Listen, nothing's wrong. You just need, maybe you need to get some things right with God that you hadn't dealt with. You just kind of, because it's become rigorous to you. You just kind of let some things creep into your life that shouldn't have been there. So you just got to repent and get that out of your life and out of your eyes and whatever. But then come to him and expect him to refresh you. The times of refreshing would come to you. And you don't need to change what you're doing in God. You just need to touch from God. And it no longer is going to be just some religious act anymore. It's going to be back to the intimacy with God. And I just pray that over you today and just bless you with that. That I was wanted to talk about this earlier. We're talking about Chris Kyle, and the former SEAL that had been murdered,
right?
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. I just feel in my heart, since he had a bounty on him, an Islamic bounty on his head,
yeah.
That you know, I wouldn't just automatically say, "Hey, some American soldier killed him." I would find out deeper than that. Did we have one of? Did they recruit one of our own to end this man's life? And now it's being blamed on me. I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying don't just automatically say this is what happened. Find out the motive behind this crime and don't write it off as some sort of just. Mm-hmm. And that's a real thing. I mean, PTSD is a real thing. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear firsthand from a former Marine that came from. He had two tours of duty in Iraq. And he came through the same stress, and see how God can meet you and meet your needs outside of all medications, outside of everything, when you encounter Jesus. As a matter of fact, listen up.
Well, Steve, we're so glad to have you in the VFN Radio studios today.
Good to be here.
Steve Haliseski here with us in the studios, and I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I just want to talk to you today, you know, as a Marine, you know, and you know, there's so many Marines and Navy and Army and Air Force that are where you are, you know, when you came back from serving a country. And first I want to say that I'm grateful. I'm grateful for your service. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for your sacrifice. I'm grateful for every patrol you took. I'm grateful for all those things that you went through and all the dust that you swallowed. Mm-hmm. And all the pain that you've experienced and the loss of close friends that you were willing to do that for us. And it means so much to me, and I'm so thankful. And I know that words are really, you just don't put words on it, but you do need to hear that we're grateful. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful to all those that have stood up for our rights and our country. And no matter what people say, you know, I'm grateful for you. And I know that many other listeners right now are very grateful. But I want to say this, you know, sometimes you have, when you're coming back from just high intensity, you know, you're just, everything's just, you're on edge, you know, and coming from, you know, as we were talking about my law enforcement experience, you know, you're like chasing bad guys and all this kind of stuff. And then you come home and say, would you like a cup of coffee? You know, like, this doesn't compute, you know, exactly. It doesn't compute. And you have to kind of adjust yourself and kind of share. I mean, you know, it all started with needing more ranch dressing, right? I mean, think about it, because it's so, are we really worried about something so minor when so many major things are going on, right? Mm-hmm. Talk to this man or woman that served our country, and they're trying to come back, and they're looking at a people that is totally disconnected with the reality of how things really are, and they're talking about minor things, but they need somebody that connects with them that understands that God understands. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And God can meet you. Can you talk to them right now?
Well, it's hard to try to have other people empathize in a situation that they didn't experience. And I couldn't figure that out. And the hardest thing about going in the Marine Corps was getting out. And coming back home. And it's amazing how America, you see America with a totally different set of eyes after you go overseas, you know, and you see children barefoot, you know, haven't bathed in weeks. You give them a soccer ball and it's like giving an American an Escalade or a 4,000 square foot house. But a child is genuinely happy. And, you know, you come back to America and, you know, it's hard to empathize with people complaining about, you know, what somebody said on a talk show host.
Yes, it's
or a talk show or
embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Or you know, missing a phone call.
Yeah.
And
or text not moving fast enough.
Yeah. And you know, in the teams when I operated, you know, we had rules, and the rules were don't get shot.
It's a good rule.
If you get shot, or if you get shot at, just shoot back.
Yeah, and, another good rule.
Don't die. That was it. And, you know, take care of your gear, take care of you, clean your rifle, that's it. Right. And it's amazing how you come back home and it's just like, how do you operate?
That doesn't work in outside of a war zone, does it? That
no, because there was no self over there. The mission wasn't done until, you know, you were back in front of the lines, all gear was up and accounted for, And, you know, all packs were accounted for. You know, everybody was here. We knew where everybody was. Vehicle was cleaned. Rifles were cleaned. We sent up the report to, you know, platoon sergeant, and we were good to go. It's like, okay, now you can go get something to eat. Now you can go take a shower. And, you know, we're plagued with such a selfish mindset in our culture that team is just not taught.
That's right.
It's just individuality. It's just me first.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got out of the Marine Corps, you know, it was just something else that God used to bring me to Himself. And when I got out, I just didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't talk to my family. I couldn't talk to my friends because they're like, you know, well, we want to help you. And I'm like, I want to help me. Get in line.
Right, right.
And I didn't know who to talk to.
Right.
You know, I couldn't talk to people. And then even the guys that I operated with, it was hard because it was just like, you know, you're talking to them and it's just like, okay, now how do I go back and try to operate as a civilian now? Because all I want to do is be back overseas. And
right.
When you're overseas, all I want to do is be back home. And it's just,
right.
I couldn't compute. Like I was, all of a sudden I was trying to digest. It was like everything started to come back to reality. It was just like, okay, what just happened over the last 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you get trained up so efficiently that when something happens, you don't think, you just react.
Right.
You know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, who to tell what it is that you're doing, and a timeline to get there so people don't die.
Right.
You know, when you train, you know, mistakes happen.
Mm-hmm.
When mistakes happen in war, people die.
That's right.
So I just had a very hard time coming back home and how to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
And
so what did God, how did God meet you? What happened? How did, because men can't fix that, but God, God understands, He empathizes that. He totally. Yeah.
So I waited tables all through high school and college. So when I got out of the Marine Corps, I was just like, I'll just go back and just do what I did before. I don't know what else to do.
You're shooting, you're defending the country. You're you know, riding in Humvees. You're the tip of the spear. Mm-hmm. And you come back in the very Americans that you were fighting for,
mm-hmm.
you were serving them at their table.
Mm-hmm.
The ones who didn't, well, not everybody. I mean, they're the people, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And now you're serving them.
Yeah. And I was actually, I was working at a restaurant locally here in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was going through post-traumatic stress disorder. I was going through, you know, talking to psychiatric help, talking to mm-hmm. VA representatives and VA meaning Veterans Affairs. And, I was just a mess. I was just not doing well. And I was trying to put on the mask of just like, oh, right. You know, I'm, and this one night I was working a double, and a double means like a back-to-back shift. I work an opening shift and then I worked a closing shift.
Being a waiter or waitress. Single is a big deal.
Right.
A double is like really a big deal.
Right. And, I had told my boss many times before not to put me on the patio. And being in the patio at this restaurant, it was, you got like 10 tables and they just seat them all at once. And it was just like chaos. And I had no patience. And I kept telling him, I'm like, stop putting me out there. I'm like, this is not. So anyways, I get put on the patio one night and very busy night. And I'm just starting to just unravel and being very impatient. And I'm working on this table. It's like a 6 or 8 top, meaning like there's 8 people at this table. And this old elderly lady, she's probably like 65, just goes off the handle. I mean, she just starts shouting at me and she's pointing at me and she is literally screaming in her chair, looking up at me and screaming. And
she did not have a clue, did she?
I
was
just
not the thing to do.
Yeah. I just snapped.
Yeah.
You know, for 28 years, I was trying to hold together every problem and
yes,
you know, cry in my life.
Right.
And in an absolute instant, I saw myself punching her in the throat. And I saw myself killing her. I saw myself standing over her.
Right. This is fresh from Iraq. This is what's on your heart. She's coming that way. And that's what you visually see. It's not so happening, but you saw it.
And
which is actually what you saw when you're in fighting in Iraq. You're seeing that all the time. in your head. You got to practice and role play because you got to see this so you can actually live.
Yeah.
You know, and now you come back to this life. You know, this.
Right. And, well, that scared me.
Yeah.
I see. No, they don't. They don't train you for that.
No, I see why.
And
but you know, there's a lot of people listening right now that totally relate to what you're talking about. Whether you're a military soldier, whether you're a police officer, whether you're a deputy sheriff, but you're high intensity, always high intensity. You never can just let it out.
Right.
And what Steve's sharing with you, he's about to share you that God understands.
Yeah. And I started shaking. I started seeing red. I started crying. I was just in shutdown mode, and I just walked away. In the middle of this lady yelling at me, I just left the table. I just walked away, and I went back towards the service station. You know, like where they fill up the soda, or like they keep their dirty plates and stuff. Right. And I went back there, and I had been raised in a religious house that went to a building every week and, you know, talked about Jesus, but I knew nothing. The only thing I knew about Jesus was the two words, Jesus Christ. They were words to me. That was it.
Right.
And in that moment, like I said, 28 years of everything just bubbled to the surface. And I demanded. And I said, God, I said, I don't know you. I don't know where you are. But I said, if you do not take this, I'm either going to kill myself or I'm going to kill somebody else. Mm. I said, you better come down here and you got to take this. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what else to do.
Right.
And there was a, in that moment as I was talking, as soon as I said, you have to take this, it was like somebody was standing on me.
Wow.
And they just got off.
All this weight, all this pressure just totally lifted.
Immediate pressure was gone.
God took it.
And in that instant, I was even more scared because I knew that was God.
Right.
And I had no idea what to do.
Right.
And it was like, oh my goodness, like, do I call him? Like, does he have a Rolodex? Right. Like,
does he have a Rolodex?
I was like, oh my goodness, what do I do?
I'm a paradigm shift. Hello.
Yeah, like in an instant.
I asked this God that I didn't know existed.
Instantly.
To take this from me. He takes it from me.
Yeah.
Everything shifts. Your focus is now off of this demanding American deity who's, you know, all these things are going on.
Yeah.
You know, you're no longer seeing red. You're seeing, oh my goodness, right?
God.
Yeah, yeah. God. And he met you there.
Yeah.
Wow. And then you began a journey.
Yeah.
He drew you to himself. So many people encounter God like that, you know. They, you know, think about this. They encounter God where, you know, you cried out for the Lord. And you needed to be healed, and God healed you. You needed a financial miracle, you got a financial miracle. You needed your relationship fixed, and your relationship was fixed. And some people stop right there. You remember when Jesus talked to a lot of the people that stopped right there, and he said, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part of me, you know. And a lot of people started walking away because they didn't get on the journey to know this God. Because you didn't, you knew he existed now, but now I got to get to know him. Right? And you began that journey at that moment, didn't you?
Right. And it just, you know, there was somebody else that that worked there at the time. He was a Navy veteran. And he was just trying to tell me about Jesus from time to time, like throughout the shifts. And I told him what had happened because he was working that night. Uh-huh. And it was so God. And he said, let's go get something to eat, man. Money. This is after working a double at a restaurant.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And we went to a Waffle House, and we talked for 4 hours.
Wow.
We were at Waffle House till about 1 a.m. Mm. That was the first time I ever heard the gospel.
Awesome.
And listening to him, I said, if what you're telling me is true, if this is real. I said, this is what I've been searching for my whole life. I said, whatever I have to do, I'm in. Whatever I have to do, yes. Mm-hmm. And that weekend, I met you.
Awesome.
That weekend, he had shared that he said he knew some friends that were, traveling. Mm-hmm. And
And that was just God just setting me up with my destiny.
And here you are all this time later, and now you're going to be there for somebody else. You know, but what we're, you know, it, this applies to anybody and everybody who's listening. But we have so many vets that are coming back right now. Unemployment's high. There was people lined up just nearby the hub, the studios. You know, I don't know how many it was, just in a small area trying to apply for jobs. And here you are, you know, they're shifting. And at one moment they're literally, you know, trying to stay alive. And next time they're just trying to keep the glasses full of tea on the table. Those just don't compute outside of God.
Right.
What would you say to them? Obviously they need to cry out to God. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can cry out to doctors. You can cry out to other vets. You can cry out to people. You can get angry. You can blame people. You can get bitter, you know, or you can just go, God, right? Exactly. Take this from me, right?
Right.
And he did, didn't he?
He is so faithful.
Wow. Well, I want to encourage you right now that if that's you, you know, I'm so glad that Steve's come and shared that with us for you. You can find out more. If you want to meet God, you can do that through his son, Jesus Christ. You can go to meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org. As a matter of fact, and you can read Steve's personal testimony there along with others at meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.